listening to Italian Dish, and I'm your host, Christine. I'm an expat here in Italy. In each episode, we'll cook one Italian recipe together, and I'll dish a little bit about what it's really like living here in Italy. So, put on your apron, pour yourself a glass of wine, and let's get cooking. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti nella mia cucina. Hi guys and welcome to my kitchen. I'm so excited about today's recipe. I know I say that pretty much every week, but today I'm going to be talking you through how to prepare a really particular vegetable that I only started eating once I moved to Italy and lived here. You know, so basically just in the last 5 years. And we're talking about, and the vegetable I'm referring to is carciofi. And today I'm going to be talking you through how to prep them, how to clean them. There are like a lot of Italian vegetables and recipes. There's a myriad of ways that you could go about preparing these. But I'm just going to talk you through like the prep, sort of what to do with carciofi, which if you don't know what carciofi are, that means artichokes in Italian. And there are actually lots of different varieties of artichokes. We're going to get into that in a little bit. So if you have your apron on, get ready to go. Have a nice sharp knife and a cutting board. And I'm going to be preparing carciofi sardi. And this is a particular type of carciofo that's spinoso. So it's got like sort of, not really spines. What's the word for that in English? They're like really pointy and really sharp little, almost like needles that poke out through each of the leaves at the sort of the crest of the bud of the artichoke. And they're really interesting. This is a really unique vegetable for sure. This is a thistle. So I'm gonna get them out of my bag. And if you've never bought artichoke before, you've never cooked them before, don't worry. They're not as intimidating as you might assume. I was pretty intimidated by them from the get-go, but once you eat them in the way that they should be prepared, you'll probably never want to stop. They're just amazing, at least in my opinion. And we're also going to get into just some sort of Italian fun facts about digestion and even like food labels. So let's get into it, you guys. And before we get started, if you are interested in more details about what I talk about on the podcast, and maybe you want to cook along with me and cook the recipes that I mention every week, you should check out my Patreon. It is linked in our episode show notes. It's just a fun way to support the podcast and also get some bonus content, some recipes, and some extra info. So, first things first, you're going to look at your carciofo and be like, okay, what the heck do I do with this? It looks like this dinosaur flower, basically. Like, it's very firm, and it's got all these really thick leaves on the outside. So the yield isn't so great on artichokes. That's one thing. It's like you've got to kind of cut away all the outer layers that are really tough to get to the good part that's on the inside. But it's worth it. So first thing I'm going to do, you also want to have a bowl handy and a lemon. I'm going to just take my knife, and you want to chop off the tops of all of these like really pointy leaves. So if you're looking at like the length of the bud of the flower, almost like halfway down is where you want to start chopping. And be careful because they're really thick, and if you don't have a good handle on your knife or your you know, your carciofo, you could end up cutting yourself. So just be aware of that. This particular type of artichoke, you could definitely even eat raw, but I don't prefer them that way. I'm gonna cook them up with some pasta for lunch later. But so you've got these like first cut that you've made to remove the tops, and then you want to sort of peel away these like first outer leaves, and they're really dark purple on this variety. And once you peel the first ones away and pop them off, you'll see it's like towards the stem a little more of a yellow color, and then the leaves are like purple. So keep getting all of those like really dark ones just like popped off basically. And don't cut off the entire stem. That's actually a really tender part. So cut like the very bottom because that'll probably be dry and not so nice, but that's okay. And then depending on how you're going to prepare them. So if you're just going to steam them, you can keep them whole and sort of just like open up the flower and try and remove the core, like the spiny bulbous like heart that way. I don't really know how to describe it in English. Otherwise, you can cut them in half. You can cut them in slices. The outer layer of like the stem is also pretty tough. So I'm using like a smaller, like a paring knife almost to like peel that away. And it doesn't take too long. Just be careful again, using a knife. Especially when you're, I think when you're cooking something you've never cooked before, just be careful because you never know like how this ingredient is going to react if you're like chopping away at it, expecting it to be the softness of like, I don't know, tomato or something. And then you realize, ooh, this is actually quite tough. You might surprise yourself with your knife there. So just be careful. But yeah, so like I was saying, I'm using these artichokes that I got. They are pretty particular. So I'm in Tuscany, in Florence, in Tuscany. But these are actually Sardinian. And what that means is that they're from the island of Sardinia, which is off the coast of Italy. I'm going to chop the gambo or like the stem off. I'm not going to throw it away. I'm just going to keep that separate. And in your bowl that I mentioned earlier, fill it up with some water, just like cold water. You don't want this to like oxidize basically. So I've got some lemon and I'm just gonna squeeze the lemon juice in there so it doesn't oxidize. And then get back to my carciofo. So I'm gonna cut this guy in half and then use my little paring knife to get that really tough part that's really like sharp out of the center. Just like pop it out. It's really not that hard. I'm describing it as if it's like rocket science. It's really not that difficult. Good. And just be careful if there's any like remaining sharp bits at the top. You don't want that. So now you can go ahead and like chop your artichoke into little slices. That's what I'm going to do because I'm going to pop it in with some pasta later. So super simple, but then once you've chopped it up, just pop it in there with the lemon water. Keep it from oxidizing. Should be delightful. If you've never had artichoke before, except for in like, I don't know, please don't say spinach artichoke dip. That's not an Italian thing. I don't know where that came about, but it just reminds me of like pretty crappy restaurant growing up. But anyways, so spinach and artichoke dip, not a great representation of what artichokes really are. To me, artichokes are this just like delicate, really mild flavored, incredibly versatile vegetable. You can fry them, you can steam them, you can saute them, you can roast them. Like there's just like all kinds of ways to make them lovely. And I think it says a lot, if you can steam a vegetable and turn it into something delightful, then you know you've got a winner, because usually steaming things just is like, oh, okay, this tastes like hot water. Great. Not the most exciting representation of it. But really, I think steamed artichokes is like one of my favorite ways to enjoy them. So there you go. But this particular artichoke that I said is from the island of Sardinia is actually a product that has the label of DOP or DOP, which stands for Denominazione di Origine Protetta. And I'm just continuing on my second artichoke, if you couldn't tell. That is a really prestigious food label in Italy. And what it means is that the origin, like the location where it can be produced is protected, and that this particular food label is really exclusive. So my friend Rachel actually has done a podcast episode all about DOP products. So if you guys want to check out her podcast, it's 2 Minutes to Italy. So it's the number 2 and then minutes and then 2 Italy. Just scroll back. It's one of her earlier episodes, but it's really good. She does a great job explaining what this food label means. And I think she said her father-in-law also works in sort of this field. So definitely more of an authority on the subject than myself. But yeah, she has a really great travel tip. I'm not going to take credit for it, but she said that, so this exclusive food label, it's like basically the best way to taste really local Italian food and the like actual specialties. Because this can be a label that you can see on anything from like mozzarella to like cheese or even like artichokes, like vegetables. So it could be something that's like has some production to it, like a particular wine or maybe like a cheese, like I said. And these are carciofi spinosi sardi DOP. So they're like a very unique artichoke that is so special that the Italian government, along with the European Union, has, you know, this governing body has given this exclusive label and granted it to these artichokes and the producers of these artichokes. So if that sounds really crazy to you, maybe you just don't know how serious Italians are about their food. But also, I mean, in Europe in general, there's a lot more regulation, I think, about what foods can be labeled as what, which is a good thing because, I mean, I think it's a good thing. You know that what you're getting is quality and is also sustaining people in the local area that are making it. Not like some outsourced, who knows what, fake version, basically. So I'm not a total purist on like where I buy all my food. Like I buy bananas and that's definitely not a local product to Italy, but you know, call me crazy. I like bananas. But things like this, I really enjoy purchasing because I know that I'm like supporting a tradition and it's just something that's unique. So definitely worth checking out that podcast episode and reading more about DOP foods, D-O-P. And the way that different like producers, producers can receive this label is also very rigorous. They have like a governing body, like an entity that checks on the conditions and the methods and just like everything to go with it. And then they, once it's like granted, they attribute this label, but it can be taken away just as easily and revoked. So everything from the cultivation to even all the way through packaging must take place within a certain geographic location. So for example, these artichokes can only be produced in certain parts of Sardinia. It's not the entire island even. So the provinces of like Ogliastra, di Cagliari, Carbonia, Inglesias, I don't know how to say these, but Medio Campidano, Oristano, Nuoro, Sassari, Olbia, Tempio is the list that I found. So these artichokes are only from there, which is kind of cool. I've never been to Sardinia. I'd love to go. But if any of you have, I mean, it's famous for its beautiful beaches. Just looks like an absolute paradise, Mediterranean paradise. But yeah, I just think that's great. This totally guarantees that this product has respected, like the production and growth of this product has respected all the local traditional methods of cultivation. And really, I think this probably protects the local farmers as well in a certain sense. I could be wrong about that, but I assume that means, you know, they have a close connection to their own territory, to their own land, and the products that they can cultivate there, and therefore them selling them is like rewarding them for sticking to tradition, which I think is great. And then, you know, artichokes, they're just amazing in general. So yeah, I've got these like sort of soaking in this lemony water so they don't oxidize. I think I'm just going to cook these up with my pasta. So I'll just saute them a bit until they get nice and soft. So slice them into thin little slices. Another great way is to just steam them with some garlic, olive oil, and maybe even some more lemon. I saw that these were really great, even like fried, which I would love to try, but I'm trying to maybe eat a little bit lighter right now. But yeah, so this episode is definitely a part of my January series of vegetarian recipes. And I've got a Tuscan recipe coming up. And I also wanted to mention to you guys that I'm working on a sort of mini project with my podcasting friend Paolo from Thoughts on the Table podcast. So a little teaser here, we're going to talk about the links between language and food culture. So obviously we could write a graduate thesis on this topic, I think, especially just considering Italian language, but also Italian food. And we're going to try and even bring in some examples of talking about North American food culture as well. So if you have anything you want to add to that, please get in touch on like my Instagram or my email. Those are all in my episode show notes. But you guys, this cultural patrimony of food and just the concept of being so closely linked to the earth and what it produces for us, the fruits of our labor, I think is really special. I sound really embarrassed as I talk about it, but I think it's just because I feel really strongly about this topic. And I think I'm really lucky to live in a country that values food so much and values quality food so much. So yeah, I hope you guys have a delightful time cooking up your artichokes in whatever method you so choose. You know, in my husband's family, and I'm pretty sure in general, Italians consider artichokes a vegetable that favors digestion, is what they would say. Aiuta la digestione. But, you know, layman's terms, that will help you out if you're irregular, and you can connect the dots on what that exactly means. But it's true, this is a really fibrous vegetable. So maybe pay attention to that if you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome or something along those lines. But if not, you know, just enjoy it in moderation. But this is a lovely vegetable. I hope you were able to figure out how to cut it up and that you enjoy eating your carciofi. All right, guys, and make sure to check out that podcast episode that I mentioned for my friend Rachel in 2 Minutes to Italy. She's also on Instagram at The Italianista. Thanks, guys. Ciao. Thank you for listening to this episode of Italian Dish. If you enjoyed this recipe and know someone else who loves Italian food, share it with them. Buon appetito, ragazzi. And until next time, alla prossima. Ciao.